The Red Army soldiers knew their positions were what Lenin said they were, and they did as their supreme military commander, Lev Trotsky, ordered them. In summer 1918, Trotsky conscripted all men between 18 and 40 and pressed ex-Tsarist officers into service as military specialists. Because Trotsky himself had no military experience, the actual fighting was directed by his lieutenants. But nobody questioned that Trotsky was the key to the Red Army's ultimate success. By the end of the Civil Wars, Trotsky's Red Army was 5 million men strong. The precise details of these uncivilized wars don't concern us here. They are more important for their magnitude and for their savagery. Both Reds and Whites were routinely guilty of terrible atrocities. Sometimes a city or location changed hands several times during the wars and suffered accordingly. For example, Kiev, cradle of the Rus civilization, had been a part of the Russian Empire since the 1654 Treaty of Pereyaslavl. After the February Revolution, Ukraine became one of the German buffer states. After the Bolshevik Revolution, the Ukrainians happily established their own national republic.